This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy. Welcome to the show. It's Trivia with
Daddy, whatever.
All right, we have an exciting one today, folks. We got five-letter words, gardening, the beach, and capitals. People are always giving out free seeds. We're going to give out some free facts before you go.
Yeah, because if you talk to old ladies enough, they always like pull out seeds from a random box.
That they do. Most cultivated fruit in the world? Tomato.
I was about to say that.
Stinkiest flower?
The dead corpse flower.
Yeah, that one. Give five stars to?
Us?
Trivia with Dad. Let's get our thumbs green in round one, gardening. Question one. What is the world's fastest growing plant?
Weed.
Incorrect.
Ivy vines.
Bamboo. Bamboo is in the grass family, well, grass plant family. It earned fastest growing after one stalk grew 47.6 inches in 24 hours. Pretty wild. Question two. What type of goldfish are often found in decorative garden ponds?
Koi?
Correct!
I was gonna say koi.
Koi are omnivores and will eat just about anything, including watermelons and lettuce.
Including me.
You guys will eat watermelons, but you won't eat lettuce. Question three. What name is given to the task of removing or reducing parts of a plant?
Trimming them?
Pruning, trimming, both acceptable answers.
I was gonna say pruning.
Very good. Then you hit it on both heads, girl. Starting strong. How about you at home? They're 2 for 3. Question four. What fruit is the only one with seeds on the outside?
Strawberry?
Correct, strawberries. Strawberries contain more vitamin C than oranges. Oranges just have a better marketing department, man.
Like they have more vitamin C.
Because they're orange.
Because you've been made to believe that by big orange business. Question five. What is the difference between a perennial and an annual plant?
An annual keeps coming back and a perennial doesn't.
The opposite of what she just said.
Mila is correct. It is the opposite. Perennials will grow back every year. Annuals will not. But I didn't understand that because then wouldn't annuals just die out? So I did some research. And this is how it works. Annuals, they will completely die off. but often their seeds will survive. And then their seeds sometimes grow back in the wild when the temperatures and conditions are ideal. Perennials die back to the roots, but the roots survive and then they regrow from the roots. There's your difference between perennials and annuals. Girls earn their green thumb, crush it, 4 out of 5 for gardening round 1. Headed to round 2, 5-letter words. Girls, do you think you understand the category?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
The answer is a 5-letter word.
Correct. The answer is a 5-letter word. Question 1. One of the most visited countries in Europe and home to the University of Bologna, the oldest university in the world. We're looking for a 5-letter country from Europe. Das Boot is correct. Actually, Das Boot is for German, I think. But yes, correct, Italy. Question 2. This gemstone is the only one that comes from a living creature.
Pearl?
Nice work. Less than 1 in 10,000 oysters in the wild contain a pearl, making it one of the most rarest gems in the entire world. Question 3. This 5-letter word comes in many varieties, with some being grandfather, cuckoo, and atomic.
Clock.
Clock it is. Also digital, analog, and musical clocks. Question 4. This spotted predator from Asia and Africa is known for scavenging and laughing.
Hyena.
Hyena, despite being depicted as dumb in The Lion King, they are actually very intelligent and one of the best mothers in the animal kingdom. Question 5 for the perfect round. This is the only state in the United States with 1 syllable.
Maine.
Maine, home of L.L. Bean. Girls, 9 out of 10 halfway through the show. You at home, are you destroying this trivia today as well? We are headed to the beach in round 3. I love the beach, looking at the waves. The connection between ocean and land. Free fact, Brazil has the longest continuous beach in the world. Question 1. What marine creature buries its eggs on the beach before returning to sea?
Turtle.
Sea turtles. I'm just checking the temperature here this round. I didn't know they would be crushing it so well. Question 2. New Zealand and Hawaii have some awesome black sand beaches. How are black sand beaches formed?
Magma?
Correct. Lava, magma, basalt rocks, and dark-colored rocks and minerals. They're typically found in beaches near volcanic activity. Question 3. In what American city is the famous South Beach located in?
San Diego?
Incorrect.
Frog City.
Miami! Welcome to Miami. South Beach started out as a coconut farm, and now it's one of the most famous beaches in the United States. Question 4. Which summer seafood, now a delicacy, was once considered poor man's protein?
Shrimp?
No.
Oysters?
Lobster! Lobster was essentially considered slop back in the day, only fit for prisoners, until East Coast restaurants began serving it in the 1880s. Yeah, they used to serve it in all the jails in Maine.
They must have been happy.
Question 5. Which holiday marks the official end of summer in the United States?
Memorial Day?
Incorrect. They don't know and they don't care. They're living in the moment. It's Labor Day. What do you say, Mila? What? Why do we have Labor Day off? Great question. We honor our labor movement for all those hardworking folks fighting for fair wages, reasonable hours, and safer working conditions. The funny thing about Labor Day is it kind of tells me when I gotta go back to work because it's near the first day of school. Girls slip up a tad, but they're still up to 12 points headed into the final round. Round 4 is something they struggle with. It's a simple test of geography. Capitals. I give you the capital city, you give me the country.
Hey, we didn't struggle with it yet.
Well, I'm just saying people in America tend to struggle with geography around the world. Maybe it's just one of my weaknesses. We'll find out. Question 1. What country's capital is Ottawa? No.
New Zealand?
Canada. Their flag is a maple leaf, and maple trees must be 30 years old before you can get syrup from them. But they can live up to 300 years, so they got plenty of syrup to give. Question 2. This country's capital is Canberra.
Brazil?
Incorrect.
China?
Australia! Huge country, 90% of the population lives on the coast. Not out in the bush or the outback. Question 3. The capital is Cairo. The country is...
I don't know, Daddy, what is the...
It is Egypt! Egyptians invented a lot of things we use today. Toothpaste, paper, pens, locks, keys, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my!
They didn't invent them.
Question 4. The capital is Madrid. The country is...
Mexico.
China?
Spain! Spanish flag is red and yellow. Has a coat of arms featuring a castle and a lion.
Oh yeah, that part.
As predicted, they are struggling with capitals. It's something to grow on. Question 5. The capital is Kathmandu. The country is...
Kathmandu!
Kathmandu! Mila won't. She has no idea.
Kathmandu.
It's Nepal, the birthplace of Buddha. 0 for 5. But will they end the show with a point? 2 truths and a lie? McDonald's. Statement 1. You are allowed to walk through and place an order in the drive-thru. Statement 2. McDonald's started out as a barbecue restaurant. Statement 3. McDonald's opens its first drive-thru to serve soldiers who were not allowed to leave their vehicle. So, you can walk through the drive-thru. McDonald's was a barbecue restaurant, and their first drive-thru was to serve soldiers who were not allowed to leave their vehicle. The lie, Mila.
The first one.
The barbecue restaurant.
Mila is correct. You are not allowed to walk through. So that one was a lie.
Yeah, they don't want you to get run over by a car and then have to pay like a fine.
That's exactly what it is. They're worried about the legality of it and you getting injured and suing them. They were a barbecue joint for 8 years before they switched to burgers, shakes, and chips. And they did open up a drive-thru to serve soldiers who were not allowed to leave their vehicles. Girls do very well. 13 points, their lucky number lately.